What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Tamika, aka Mikachu, and this is Ladies POV. I am solo today because Yo isn't available to join me at the moment, but it's all good. We'll be back together real soon, so don't you worry. But for right now, I just wanted to take some time because something was really on my mind. And it's been mind-boggling. It's actually been mind-boggling for a while, but I want to have a conversation with people to talk about race. It's something that needs to be talked about. It's something that needs to be spoken on. And, you know, it's been happening. It's been happening. You know, more and more race issues and conversations have been coming up as of lately. So I ain't mad at it. I'm actually happy that this has happened. Usually, I don't speak on things like that, and things like that don't really bother me, but again, as of lately, just seeing everything that we are going through, it's been a whole lot, and you know, I'm tired of the ignorance. Like, if there's anything that we can do to stop the ignorance, you know, what is that we can do? But we need to break this thing down first. And so what stemmed this latest thing was I saw a video this morning of an incident at a Red Lobster in Pennsylvania. And the lady comes out, you know, really upset. She's getting shoved out of the Red Lobster by a Black woman because she was really irate. The white lady was really irate. And apparently she was screaming that she wanted her money back. She wanted to get her money back from whatever. I don't know. She was just trying to get a refund. And she's just causing all sorts of havoc and just being loud and wrong and everything else. So she eventually, you know, there's a guy in between the two ladies. And he's trying to restrain them both, mainly trying to restrain the white woman because she is just going ham and trying to attack the Black lady. Finally, she smacks the Black lady. The Black lady then, you know, got away from the guy in front of them and pulls her hair. So now at this point, it's a whole big incident. The rest of the coworkers come out trying to break this thing up. And, you know, of course, the white lady is crying like as if she's the victim, like she didn't do anything to this lady, to the Black lady beforehand. And here is this is where, you know, I have questions. Why is it that white women in particular, in this particular incident, white women always want to act as if they are the victim, as if you didn't do anything to provoke what just happened? You didn't do anything to provoke getting your ass whooped. So now all of a sudden you want to cry your tears and, you know, everything is just, it's wrong. And these people are wrong and they shouldn't have done that. Well, you shouldn't have did what you did first. So don't sit up here and act like you are this, you know, just saying this angel. You were up here acting a monkey first. And now when the lady gets back to you and pulls your hair, all of a sudden you want to start crying and saying that she's attacking you. Y'all are always saying that somebody is attacking you and you feel, you know, you're victimized. Stop it. Stop it. You're always crying about something. And that irks me. That really irks me. What I would love to talk to somebody, a white man, a white woman, to know what goes through your head. What is going through your head when you see Black people? Do you get enraged? What happens? And I know it's not, I'm not, disclaimer here, I'm not saying that it's all white people, because it's not. You got white people who are down with the cause and who have come from diverse backgrounds who understand. So I get, you know, I get it. And the same with Black people. I'm not going to say that we're not ignorant, because there's some ignorant Black people out here too. But what I'm saying is, for a long time, Black people have been the ones who have like had to endure so much. We as Blacks have to endure so much. We can't do any, we can't do anything without some controversy or without, you know, we can't do as much as breathe. And then somebody is down our backs. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I don't like it. And it seems as if ever since, you know, certain people have been in the White House, things that has just opened up the door for a whole lot. It's opened up the door for so much hate and ignorance and racism, just everything that is just wrong, that has been wrong. You know, we're trying to work together as people, but we can't work together collectively, because when you have a president who is a bully, you had a president who was a bully, who at every time he's at that podium, he wants to sit here and attack somebody or put have an attack on reporters and calling reporters ignorant. He is just the, you call him the Chinese virus. Why are you calling it the Chinese virus? Do we really know that coronavirus and COVID-19 started in China? Do we really know that? Was it something that was man-made? I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I'm not even going to go there. But my thing is, you don't have to be ignorant when it comes to, you know, this type of stuff. And so I guess, you know, people are just ignorant because their president is ignorant. And seriously, we need to really get out there and vote. But that's going to come at a later time. But I just want to talk about... right now, white people planning as if they are the victim. And the latest killing that happened in Georgia, that right there, the man was just running. He was running, trying to get, you know, a workout in or whatever. What made those two, the son and father, kill that man? Who was recording? Who so much as followed this man jogging and recorded this incident? You gonna sit there and record somebody getting shot? I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. But I want to talk to somebody so we can have a conversation about, you know, what goes on in white people's heads. Why do white people feel as though they are superior and that nothing can happen to them? As soon as they are attacked, then again, they are the victim. But you brought it on yourself. You brought that on yourself. I don't get it, y'all. And it just hurts to my core because I love everybody. I do. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what you look like. I love everybody. As if you're nice to me, I'm going to be nice to you regardless. I have friends of all backgrounds. So I'm a lover. I love everyone. And that's fine. But I really just want to know what goes on through and like what goes on in the mind of an ignorant white person. Tell me, like, we need to have a conversation. I need to have a conversation about that, and not just, you know, me rambling on and on, because I'm only one side. I want to be able to have a conversation with someone else to ask, like, if you see a regular black person walking down the street, you know, you clutching your purse and you're moving all the way over, acting as if, you know, you're going to be robbed or, you know, victimized in some type of way. And, you know, then we speak. I like to speak to people, and I do it because I know that some people are uncomfortable, but I want to speak to you because I'm not ignorant. I wasn't raised that way. I was raised to speak to whoever walks in the room or to speak to, you know, whomever is in my presence. So I see the people who, when you say, hi, good morning, how are you? And they give you that look as if they're too good to speak or they're too scared to speak, because not all black people are the same. I try to give off a nice friendly tone because I don't, I'm black. I don't want to come off as, how you doing today? Like as if I have an attitude, because I don't. But if you take me there, I'm going to go there. And I will have an attitude straight up. But, you know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be taken there. So, that's enough rambling on and on. But I just want to have a conversation about the things that have been going on, because sitting at home each day and scouring the internet, watching the news, things can be depressing. And I get it. I understand. But we also have to take our minds off of that and work something positive as well. So don't look at the news, all day, every day. You know, take some time to go outside, get your mind right, do something with your hobby, listen to some music. 'Cause that's all I've been doing, is listening to music. And, you know, just, I'm in school, so I've just been getting schoolwork done and teaching myself things, go read a book, something to take your mind off of everything in this ignorance. And, you know, maybe this is the time that you need to reach out to thy neighbor and speak while you walking around the neighborhood. Just speak to somebody. It's okay. It's okay. People are not going to bite. Not everybody is ignorant. Okay. But, yeah. I'm going to wrap this up because I just keep rambling on and on. But I do want to have a conversation with somebody. If you're listening, if you want to speak on this and, you know, let me know your perspective on this very subject, please reach out to us. Follow at Ladies POV Pod on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, like our page, Ladies POV Pod. And, yeah, share this with a friend or two. All right, everybody. I'll be back with something more later. But until then, y'all take care. Enjoy yourselves and stay healthy, stay safe, stay inside, stay home. And I'm out. Peace.